knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, it's so great to have you here. A fourth week in a row, well, an eighth week in a row, really. Season 4, Episode 4, Snow Job. It aired October 2nd, 1979, directed by Dave Powers, written by Roby Goren. Chrissy gets a new part-time job selling cosmetics and tries to sell products during Mr. Furley's poker game. What did you think of Snow Job?
It was great.
Amazing.
I mean, I've...
Classic episode. I'd say my top 10.
It was great. He's, you know, Ralph Furley, he's the man.
He is the man. I'm so glad you think that. I'm so happy about this.
I will say, too, that, like, more and more, too, Lana is really growing on me. She's my
great.
My one of my new favorite characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even when she's doing the same thing again that she's done in the first 3 episodes, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, picturing myself in Jack's shoes and, like, you know, getting seduced and wooed by somebody like that. I'm like, yeah.
Almost there, and then pulling back.
That's it. Every time. It was...
He has to go. He can't. I don't understand. He just doesn't give in to what he really wants.
No.
You know,
but for what? Who's he? Like, what's his?
I don't get it either.
I really don't get it.
Yeah. And I love how Larry is also a character in this episode that pushes the story forward. He brings so much to the poker game that night. He brings the girls. He comes up with the idea. He pushes his idea of strip poker forward, and you know, all the madness that ensues because of that. And also, you know, having it be 79, once again, that was pretty risque.
Oh yeah.
And when I first saw it as a kid, I was like, wow, I'm watching something I'm not supposed to be watching.
Oh, for sure. And this is just like it's sort of very consistent with the way the season has been going. And I thought, you know what I mean, it was really really well done, in the sense of, like, they could have made it, like, trashy in a lot of ways, but it was really funny how Furley reacted to that and then just put on as many pieces of clothing as he could.
Like, just him wearing that ski hat
with the earmuffs. Yes.
He looks so stupid. It's amazing.
And then, like, getting so into, like, and then when they all have the perfect hand, like, I was cackling out loud when Chrissy comes down and trying to sell the stuff. And,
okay, here
and,
we go.
Right? Yeah. You know what I'm going to say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And then when Chrissy goes, what did she say?
She goes, I got for you. I got this for you. I got. And then Furley just buys the whole
box. He buys the whole thing. And then I forget what Chrissy says, but something to the effect of, like, Chrissy bought all of it or whatever. And then he goes, I never touched her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So good.
As he is shuffling Chrissy out the door.
Yes.
Furley does this thing with his, like, she's trying to, you know, giving him a description of all the products. And he's just like, I'll buy it all. And he's shuffling her out the door going,
Yeah.
To this day, I've unconsciously, but now I know, I've unconsciously taken that into my personal, I do that in my personal life. I just go, as I just want, so impatient to get to what I need to, where I need to get to. And then finally, when I saw it years later, like I saw the episode, I realized I took this from Mr. Furley.
That's crazy.
This habit of mine.
That's hilarious.
I took it from Furley and from that scene. And that is why, to me, it's not the strip poker game that makes this episode one of my top 10 episodes of all, Three's Company episodes of all time. It's that single bit from Furley going, shuffling Chrissy out is like one of the greatest. He's a genius. Don Knotts is a comedic genius. Not even deliberately doing stuff, just being in the character.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the crude, not crude, but like the simple poker jokes that him and Jack trade off.
Yeah, yeah.
Were just
great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Pocahontas. Pocahontas.
Like, and notable too, the first time that we see the furly-eyed version of the Roper's apartment, of the landlord's apartment.
Oh, I skipped over that. Yeah. And what are your impressions?
I can't get over how amazing the aesthetic of his place is.
Yeah. Now the show is really coming into its own. Like, for me, it was already a national hit by season four. But with this makeover, man.
I'm baffled at how it got to this, to the point that it did without these characters.
Yeah,
maybe
I know.
And maybe that's just me and whatever, but that's fine. But I like the new apartment is fantastic. Like, it was like such a night and day difference from the old stuffy place that it used to be.
Yeah.
And then the first time, and then it's so apropos that the first time we see it is for a strip poker game.
Yeah. That's true. That's right. True.
It's just that in and of itself is just like, just defines who this person will be.
Right.
Like, this is, come over to my place, we'll have it. And they're so reluctant. And he's like, I've got $100 burning a hole in my pocket. Like, sure. Thinking they can clean Mr. Furley out.
Because he's an idiot.
And then, of course, Lana ends up winning everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he gets, you know, funnily, you know, quote unquote, arrested or stopped by the cops outside. Great.
Yeah, no, I loved everything about it. I love the poker jokes. Those are some of my favorite. The girls that Larry brought to the strip poker game.
Yeah.
We can't overlook them. Sylvia and Lulu both became B-movie scream queens.
Oh,
in
really?
Their own right. Yeah, like not very well known, but let's see. Sylvia, who was played by Melanie Vince. She had bit roles in Fantasy Island, Dukes of Hazzard, Full House. Oh, no, it was Lulu. Lulu, played by Taffy O'Connell. She became a B-movie queen, scream queen. Galaxy of Terror, New Year's Evil, and Caged Fury. She became a... And I loved how they both were in synchronicity. Ha.
Yeah.
And then Larry, Jack has to speak to Larry on his own. And Larry goes, ha. it's great. So there's a whole joke. Like, all the characters are in on this joke together, Larry and Jack.
And I will say, too, now that I've seen the first four episodes of the season, and this is probably just because it's a flurry of new characters, new places, new things. But... apart from her new haircut, like Janet, I think has been lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
As far as like, she hasn't been given really any significant like storylines or subplots or anything.
Yeah.
She's just sort of like she's just sort of like a, what do you call it? Acting in opposition.
She's a straight man.
She's just kind
complete
of like.
Complete straight man.
Like. And this is, I mean, and they're only four episodes in, and I get, but I just, I would be sad to sort of lose that, I think, because she did have some of, at least in my opinion, some of the stronger sort of character arcs in the first three seasons.
She won't, like, she's still going to be there. She might get a little lost in the shuffle, but, I mean, we're talking about, especially when it comes to Furley and even arguably Lana.
Yeah.
First of all, their introductions.
Absolutely.
Have to take precedence.
Exactly.
And then individually, they're such strong characters.
Yeah.
Especially Furley just dominates. I mean, how can you come up? How can you even go up against someone like a John Ritter, Jack Tripper? And he does it with ease. It's just, and he's like years older than him. So you would think that the young buck could like overtake this, you know, this old guy in terms of, you know, edgy comedy for whatever 79.
Yeah.
But no, this guy is toe-to-toe with the new kid on the block, and it's so much fun to watch.
It really, I mean, Wow. I think for the first time.
Whoa.
There's maybe a bit of desire.
Oh, my God.
To see the next episode. Is that
amazing?
Crazy to say.
And, you know, I got to say that I've already taped the next episode. And I'd love for you to watch it. I could send it to you anyways. But the next episode 5, you got to watch it, is in my top 5 episode, Three's Company episodes of all time.
Wow.
And it is a complete showdown between Mr. Furley and Jack Tripper. Like, they actually fight. And it's so amazing. I mean, I feel like after we stop rolling, like, I want to show you. It's amazing. But it's already in the can. I recorded it while I was on tour with CKY. And those guys are huge Three's Company fans. A little preview of next week's episode. Okay. But it's with CKY.
Yeah.
And I just love next episode as much as I loved this episode. I mean, man. Strip poker, Furley's apartment, Lana Shields.
Possibilities are endless.
Oh, my God.
Even just amazing. To see Lana again, I'll watch the next episode.
Yeah. I was actually quite interested on your take on Lana Shields. Because I feel always, am I the crazy guy?
No.
Or is Lana Shields, like, you know, hotter than the two girls, you know?
Absolutely.
So there we go. Okay. Well, you got to come back in this season. You're not going to, like, come back for season 5. You're coming back for season 4.
I mean,
you have to.
I may
after you just, said that.
I can't. I mean, I used to go out of my way to, you know, avoid. But, you know, say something thought I'd never say, but I may actually watch episodes that I'm not assigned to watch.
Whoa.
Just okay. To see. Because I, you know, I mean, truth be told, I wasn't
starting to like it. No, I knew that. It was written all over your mouth when it opened. And the words came out. But no, I knew that. And that's why also, you know, I was like, I got to give him a break. So I would bring in guests who love the show to kind of offset how much you hated the show.
And I wonder, too, if because the people that loved the show, they knew what was coming. Right? Am I the only person that you've had on the show that had no idea what was coming and was taking it as... Right?
Yeah.
So are. I would say that maybe some of those, you know, people that love Three's Company in the same boat that I was in had started where I started.
Yeah.
Maybe might feel the same way.
Yeah. But also they saw it at a time when there was no Sopranos, true. No Friends, yeah. No Netflix, no reality shows.
I mean, it's a bunch of hypotheticals, but long, you know, the long and short of it is that it really did turn a corner in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it did. It did. It totally did. And so that has to be acknowledged.
In a way that I didn't really think it would. Yeah.
I thought it was going to just be more of the same ropers or no ropers.
Yeah.
And bam, I knew it, man. I knew it. I had faith that you would love this. I knew it. Yes.